Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time for another episode of DJV Health. This time, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins me in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along to bring you the updates on things due to Ken's ability as a researcher. We get the insight, the inside, the overview of all of the medical issues of the day based on the research he does in the various network blogs and all of the various things that come out each week from the nutrition folks, the magazines, the journals. He's read them all. So we're here to go through some of that information. The discussion that we were having before we started the program, many of you who have been listening to me for a long time in the various programs that I do are familiar with the name Rich McFadden, who's been associated with my programs at our originating network, Radio America, for 20-some-odd, almost 30 years, in fact. And so the conversation between him and Ken, I said, wait a minute, let's put this on the air, is about antibodies, testing, getting them, who gets them, why you should get them. So, Richie, why don't you tell us the story, because you've had your shots, but bring us around to what we were talking about, and then let's get Ken's expertise in on this.
Well, I was asking Ken about the monoclonal antibodies, because I'm figuring, and I've seen a couple of friends do this, who actually contract COVID, get the monoclonal antibodies treatment very quickly, and it makes the whole process so much easier. They get their, not only the symptoms go away, but, you know, when people lose their sense of taste and smell, they seem to come back quicker on the one or two people that I know that have contracted it and had the treatment. So what I did is I called my general practitioner, and I'm calling him today, and I'm going to say, if I were to contract COVID, can you guys refer me to a place where I can get the monoclonal antibody treatment? And I was asking Ken, what do you think of the treatment? What's the process for getting the referral to the treatment? And apparently that's kind of changes depending on where you are. Florida, Texas, a little bit easier. Everywhere else, not so much. So that's the conversation we were starting to have.
All right, so Ken, take us through who needs the, for those who don't know, I guess it goes back to when it first became known. I think President Trump got those antibodies when he was very sick, and that's what got people thinking, okay, what's this all about, and can I have it? I said, when should I use it, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess in
Well,
terms
and the
of,
other thing, Doug, that recently yeah. happened that brought this to the forefront is Joe Rogan did it.
Well, he did a podcast on it, or he actually experienced it.
No, when he got COVID, he got the antibodies within like the second day. Mm-hmm. And 4 or 5 days later, he tested negative.
Right. All right. So I guess, Ken, is that a typical scenario when it comes to having COVID and then getting the antibodies? And does it make a difference whether you've had the vaccines or not? I know there are a lot of questions in there, but we'll let you take it from here.
Sure. Hey, Doug and Rich. Lab-grown antibodies, which is what the monoclonal antibody is, helps the immune system fight the coronavirus. When you get the vaccine, what you're trying to do is teach your own immune system to make a specific antibody to kill the virus if you get exposed to the virus. You want your immune system locked and loaded with specific antibody, this monoclonal, one antibody specific to kill the darn virus. And often our own immune systems with these variants won't make enough specific antibody even after the vaccine to kill some of these variants, or sometimes it won't react quickly enough or in large enough volume. And that's why we get these so-called breakthrough cases, people who get COVID-19 even after they're fully immunized. And a nice option for people who've been vaccinated or people who have not been vaccinated early on, as soon as you have any idea that you're COVID positive, that your test for COVID, the antigen, you have been exposed to the virus, you got to get these monoclonal antibodies quickly. It's what your immune system hopefully will deliver, but it hasn't done it in large enough volume or quickly enough. These monoclonal antibodies are very effective to destroying the virus. And if you're at high risk of severe COVID-19, especially indicated, I recommend to all my patients to call and find out where they would go if they needed the monoclonal antibody. Here in Florida, there's both hospital availability and these freestanding clinics that our governor has set up to allow people easy access to the monoclonal antibody.
All right. So this is the sort of thing that ought to be nationwide, but it sounds like it isn't at this point. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. For some odd reason, there's been a stress from Washington on the vaccine, but not enough effort on therapeutics. The doctor community would love to hear why, but whatever therapeutics come up, and this is therapy. This is not the vaccine, but this is a nice way of going about treating. But there's just been not enough enthusiasm for therapeutics.
So, Doug, here in Virginia, when I was looking up information on this, you can get the monoclonal antibody treatment at your local, at the Inova Healthcare, which is our local hospital system, but only if you have tested positive, which all of them are going to require you to test positive before they give you the treatment, and if you have a pre-existing condition. If you do not have a pre-existing condition, the hospital system will not give you the treatment. Then you would have to go to one of these other places to be able to get it. So if you're a somewhat healthy person with no pre-existing conditions, the hospital will not give you the treatment.
Because?
Because they don't see that you're at a high risk for having serious problems with COVID.
So is there a spigot on this? Is there a limited amount? The availability of the antibodies is not there, so that there's enough for anybody and everybody who wants them? Is that what we're being told? Is that what the assumption is here?
Well, in some areas, there is a distribution issue. And here again, it gets down to what the goal is. Is the goal to prevent any illness, which is what they try to do in Israel, and that's why the boosters are recommended for everybody? Or are you trying to prevent severe COVID-19, which seems to be the centralized goal here in America?
Wow. All right. Well, there's a lot of hoo-la and hoopla over this. It's good to know, at least that's a different, that's the first time I've heard any of this sort of thing. So I think the audience will appreciate the fact that now they know the rest of the story.
So what I would suggest, Doug, is start doing your homework now before you need it.
Yep.
So in your area, where can you get access to the treatment should you need it? And what referrals might you need?
If you have a primary care physician, wouldn't they know that and automatically kind of, once you had COVID, send you in that direction?
Well, maybe. You want to have that conversation. Rich has given out sage advice. You want to have that conversation beforehand and just know where you're going to go, because when these things happen, you know, you've got too many things on your mind and you don't want to start researching it then.
Mm-hmm. All right. There it is, the story behind the story when it comes to antibodies, from Dr. Ken Kronhaus and help from Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. The healthy people who have lost the weight probably don't have to listen to this conversation. I don't. You may want to, because you want to pass the information along in case you've forgotten about the connection that Calitrin has to losing weight and keeping it off. There are those who listen to any number of programs that I do, including this DJV Health program. I do a show called The American Family Farmer, the daily DJV program, and we always are focusing on health and health issues. Eating well certainly is something Ken says. You eat well, you don't have to worry about anything else. But a lot of people don't eat well, and they put on weight, and they put on weight, and they put on weight, and then they're in a jam, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to get it off. So they do drastic things like crash diets and drugs and stimulants and operations and all that sort of thing. When, in fact, Calitrin is the only way, the natural way, to help you through all of this stuff safely and sanely. So if you listen to some of the interviews that I have with some of the folks that are from Calitrin, you know what their priority is. That's information. Get the information from people who are, you either call the numbers at toploss.com or you go online at toploss.com and they'll have a chat with you and you give them your specifics, and they'll give you the way to use Calitrin the intelligent way. Lose the weight, keep it off the natural way. Right now, you can buy three and get three free. That's the special fall deal. You get that by applying the DJV code plus free shipping. That's DJV on checkout at toploss.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RED.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus. All right, so now we're in the COVID. I guess we're going to have to, because that's the reality, talk a lot about COVID this week again. Half of the patients now are reporting symptoms after having it a year ago. Is that right? So you're, what is it? You mean you can't smell, you can't, but what are the symptoms that are most common?
Okay, so now we're talking about long haulers, COVID-19, people who have symptoms beyond a month. And what came the news this week in JAMA Network Open is that half of severe COVID-19 patients, these are people with shortness of breath who end up being hospitalized, actually have symptoms after a year. You want the long list of the symptoms you can have?
Please.
Fatigue, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, cough, joint pain, chest pain, memory, concentration or sleep problems, muscle pain or headache, fast or pounding heartbeat, loss of smell or taste, depression or anxiety, fever, dizziness when you stand, worsened symptoms after physical or mental activities.
All right, that is a long list.
And the other thing is that even in the mild cases, this is 50% in the severe cases, the really troubling thing to me also is because of the effort to not prevent the mild cases as aggressively as they're doing in Israel, is that even mild cases of COVID-19 do create long haulers. It's been estimated up to 10% of people with mild cases get long haulers. So it seems to be in older people. It seems that the young up to teenage rarely get these long haul symptoms. But older people, even with their milder cases, do. And that can be troubling.
Yeah. Well, it is. There's so much about this that's political and troubling, and the lack of information is awful. So that's why getting the scoop from Ken, good idea. Set your appointment clock for the time that Ken is on. Or you can get our podcast wherever you get your podcast, or at djvhealthshow.com, so you can catch up with Ken and his advice every week. The advice and info continue right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. He's from Lake Cardiology. That's down in Florida. Has patients all day, every day. He spends lots of time. Whenever I call him, he says, I'll call you right back. I'm in with a patient. I had that call a couple times this week. I don't know if we actually ever did connect after the first call. But you can connect with him because you call the office and they're more responsible at getting back to you than Ken is personally to his friends. I say that lovingly. Okay, so 352-735-1400, the number into Ken's office. Telemedicine abounds. It's prolific. It's helpful. You can't take your temperature and do your the blood work that needs to be done sometimes, but you can get a lot of sage information and advice from Ken. So if you're really feeling that you don't want to travel down there but you want to connect with Ken, just call the office. Make a time, 352-735-1400. Now, on to the next bit of exploration and advice and some of the research done in another journal. Referring patients for COVID testing is based on what?
So Doug, don't take it personally. I have to triage my patients ahead of my friends. But anyway,
it's okay.
What we learned this week, PLOS Medicine, excellent medical journal, that there are seven symptoms that can be used to diagnose COVID-19, particularly in areas in which testing kits are in short supply. So you may want to hear these seven symptoms because if you have them, it's so likely that you have COVID-19. People with all seven symptoms, their loss or change in sense of smell, loss or change in sense of taste, fever, persistent cough, chills, appetite loss, and muscle aches, test positive for the virus, Doug, more than 75% of the time.
With one or all seven of those?
People who had all those symptoms,
yeah.
Have just one and it increases your risk. But it,
yeah.
Amazingly, you have all those seven, 75%, and that's pretty amazing.
Well, I've said this on the air many times in various venues. I have a cough and a phlegm thing that's been bothering me for years. You've suggested I go see an allergist because there's obviously something on the farm that I'm allergic to, but I've been around this stuff all my life.
Well, they're going to COVID test you, don't worry.
They'll COVID test me? Yeah. Well, I've had to take COVID tests before. It's been negative. Not worried about that. My temperature always is below 98. All the other things you just went through, I have smell and taste. I mean, I have, but the cough is there and the phlegm, and so I want to go see an allergist. But if you have that, you know, there's some place, you need some place to start. Whether you start with, can you start if you have a primary care person? You know, although I will say this, I'm appalled at the number of people who call the doctor's office and they say, do you have COVID? And we don't know, but we have the following symptoms. Okay, don't come see us. Don't come to the doctor. You can't come to the doctor. Go to the hospital. I mean, what are doctors for if they haven't taken the precautions themselves to take care of their patients? What are they there for?
Well, you don't want to bring COVID into the offices because they just don't have the protection for the staff and the other patients that are there like you have in the hospital. And
so that's
why it's been decided on a national level that if you have COVID, that you go to the ER where they are, have much better protection there for everybody.
Well, I still think it seems rather unusual that a doctor whose oath is first do no harm or whatever.
Well, that's where it's telehealth. They should see you with telehealth.
Yeah, right.
But
okay.
In order to, but not all doctors' offices, most are referring that situation to the ER.
Right. Okay. All right. So I got that square. In a moment, we talk about the reaction that Ken had. We've talked about it a little bit, but other folks, maybe some of his patients, they've had the third shot. What happens? That's up next.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
So
I got 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress has passed a short-term funding bill that will go through the middle of December. This will help keep government operations going for at least the next few months.
The yeas, on this vote, the yeas are 254, the nays are 175. The motion is adopted.
The president has signed it, making it official. The House is now trying to pass the infrastructure bill. Having dispensed with the funding bill, House Democrats, both progressives and moderates, have been in fierce debates over infrastructure. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has vowed to bring a bipartisan bill to the floor, but progressives are seeking assurances on a second infrastructure bill first. That's a $3.5 trillion social infrastructure bill. Speaker Pelosi has said she's unlikely to put the bipartisan bill on the floor if the votes to pass it aren't there. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The headliners for next year's Super Bowl have been announced. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar will be taking the stage. The NFL game will be played at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California on February 13th. It will air on NBC and Telemundo and stream live on Peacock. In a press release, Todd Kaplan, Vice President of Marketing for Pepsi, said artists like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg were at the forefront of the West Coast hip-hop revolution, so to be able to bring them back to L.A., where it all began, alongside Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar, will prove to be an epic, unforgettable celebration of the impact hip-hop has today. 3 months after Scarlett Johansson sued Disney over its streaming release of Black Widow, arguing she stood to lose millions of dollars because her salary was based on the box office performance of the film, the suit has now been settled. While the terms of the settlement are not public, sources say the deal was in tens of millions of dollars. Johansson told The Hollywood Reporter that she was happy to have resolved the differences with Disney. Disney said Johansson will be in at least one upcoming Disney movie. Disney Studios chairman Alan Bergman wrote, "We appreciate her contributions to the Marvel Cinematic Universe and look forward to working together on a number of upcoming projects, including Disney's Tower of Terror." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos back, second half hour of this week's DJV Health Program with Ken from his clinic in Florida, Lake Cardiology. He's a cardiologist, but he is, even though that's his specialty, he certainly treats and deals with people who have all forms of problems. He's very good at that, recognizing it. So, anyway, you felt an obligation early on to get your shots as soon as you could. And a couple of weeks ago, you got your booster. And so one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you this week is because I needed to have some input as to what you felt like so that I can schedule mine in an appropriate way so that I don't lose a day on the radio and I'm not going to be, you know, a problem if I happen not to be around for 24 hours. So the reactions to the booster dose, yours and others, what your patients have told you once they've gotten them. So what do we expect?
Sure. The CDC first. The CDC announced this week that the reactions to the booster dose, the third shot for COVID-19, is similar to the reactions to the second shot. And I'll tell you from my own experience a few weeks ago, having gotten the third shot, I agree with the CDC. My experience was exactly the same. And the most common adverse reactions to these shots are in the 24 to 48 hours after the shot, fatigue and soreness at the site of injection. And I got my shot on a Thursday, and I worked on Thursday, and then the next day, Friday, I was horizontal. I was not going to be working. But Saturday, after the 48 hours, I was back working. We made up a day, a clinic day from Friday on Saturday. So I would recommend that when you get the booster, plan really light activity for that 24 to 48 hour window after the booster. And then after 48 hours, you should be fine.
The most frequently asked question in general, I find from people, certainly is my most frequently asked question, why? To whatever a situation is. So why would you get this reaction to the second and third shot and you wouldn't get it to the first one?
Well, I got the same reaction to the first one.
Oh, you
and
did?
You actually want to get this reaction because it tells you your immune system is getting activated. The shot aggressively turns on the immune system to make the antibody we talked about earlier. And when you get these symptoms, it tells us that your immune system's active, working, and making the antibodies. So I was happy to have some reaction. About 50% of people get these reactions. The other 50%, most are still making antibodies, but in the small group of people who don't respond, these are most of the non-responders.
So what does it say about me then? After the first shot, I felt nothing. After the second one, I went through the same thing you did. I got the shot late in the morning. I worked until dark, and then I felt awful. And I went to bed. I didn't even do my radio program the next day.
Well, that's okay. That's good. I won't expand on that. But it's good for you medically. And we know with the second shot, your immune system definitely is going to respond more because it's already locked and loaded somewhat, and it knows how to deal with it, and it's going to zoom up. And so with your second shot, your immune system clearly responded, and I would expect with your third shot a very similar reaction to your second shot, and I would just plan on maybe getting it on Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, I need to get it on Friday or Saturday. Yeah, you're right about that. All right, so that takes care of reactions, the booster, don't be worried. How many people come into your clinic in Florida and say, I get my shot, Ken, I'm sick, then what do I do? Does that mean I'm going to get the disease? It must be people who aren't as well educated or informed. They come to you and they want your advice. What do you tell them? You give them the same thing you just gave us, I guess.
Yeah, I get obviously a lot of questions about this. Should I get the booster? When should I get the booster? What's it going to do? All these questions come up, and I'm happy to answer them.
Right. All right. And you can get to Ken again. You want telemedicine connection, 352-735-1400. All right, COVID cases, I probably should have led with this because the research suggests that the number of cases is going down. That's the first time this has happened in the 3 or 4 months that we've had to worry about Delta, right?
Yes, this is good news, and maybe I shouldn't say it too loudly so the virus wakes up.
But you can say it.
We're really beginning, Doug, to see, as we were seeing in June, things beginning to look hopeful, and then July 4th hit us with a wallop. Mm-hmm. We're in the last week or two, we're really beginning to see, I'm seeing in the hospital much fewer admissions. The positivity rate for the tests is significantly lower, and it really looks like this is coming down and there's some hope out there. And I'm going to give a prediction. If there is not a new variant that develops, if a new variant does not develop, which is not sensitive to the vaccines already given, I think that we're going to turn this pandemic into an endemic, similar to the flu virus, where it's going to come back, but it's not going to be widespread. And we're going to probably need a yearly shot like we get for the flu vaccine.
Will they put them together?
That would be good. Hopefully they will. But that, you know, it's up to the compatibility, and that's a pharmacology question, and they're going to have to work on that. But if we don't see another variant after the current one that's so unique that it's insensitive to the current vaccines. I really think coming out of this, we're going to turn this from a pandemic to an endemic like the flu, and every year we'll probably need a shot, probably, and we'll be able to get our lives back, and we'll really turn the curve on this. And this all depends on no new horrible variant.
Mm-hmm. All right. More from Dr. Ken, including questions for Dr. Ken coming up. You can get the answers to your questions by listening to our podcast, whether or not there are stories about COVID you want clarification on. There's always that. Whatever the latest news is every week from the world of medicine, Ken goes through it. Matter of fact, our most recent podcast at djvhealthshow.com with Ken is a focus in part on whether or not COVID can cause male ED. And if you've had it, maybe, and apparently the shots they're not going to be a problem for you, but.
The shots don't cause ED, but COVID can cause ED. It can cause circulation issues from head to toe, and it's been reported.
So check that out at our podcast site. It's djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. A reminder about the folks at MyPillow.com and what they are doing each week. They have different specials, and right now for listeners to our DJV programs, you can get great discounts on all the MyPillow products from top to bottom, 30 to 65%. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. In the box, put the DJV logo, and then you'll be getting deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, for example, towels, the slippers, the new slipper. I love those. Dog beds, high-quality weight blankets, that kind of stuff. So, again, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. They're all made in America. You can wash them. You can dry them. So the key is to go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the DJV code, and you get, here's the deal on the Dream Sheets, for example, at the moment. Buy one, get one free. The BOGO deal, that's the offer on Giza Dream Sheets with the DJV code. Enter that, DJV, at MyPillow.com. We're prompted. And enjoy those discounts. Enjoy the fabulous products, all made in America by MyPillow at MyPillow.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I don't know if celebration is the right word, but a couple of days ago, as has been the case with people around the world for the last 17, 18 years, there are millions of people, because they die from heart disease, that are looking for information. Thus, the World Heart Federation created World Heart Day, World Heart Month. And so I would think you'd be in on this. It happens the last week of September around the world. You can find events, and it raises awareness about cardiovascular disease. What do you think the number one warning sign is? I will bet you get that question a lot, or people come in who have had that warning sign, and they want to know what the scoop is.
So the number one warning sign or symptom that there's something going on?
Yeah, please.
In guys, it's chest discomfort. Second is shortness of breath. And third is fatigue. In women, it's usually just the opposite. Fatigue, or they tire more easily when they exert, then shortness of breath, and then chest discomfort.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then what are the steps that people can take? That's one of the things that came out of World Heart Day, the educational process. The more aware people are, the better they are. So what are the steps that you take to fight the most common things to do to keep your heart healthy and your cardiovascular system operating properly?
Everybody should know four numbers, Doug. Your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight. Talk to your doctor about those numbers and what should be normal for you. They're not the same for everybody. Mm-hmm. And eating a heart healthy diet. I love the Mediterranean diet, but there are other healthy diets. And then once the doctor says it's okay, getting into an exercise program. Of course, not smoking. And that's how you keep your heart going as long as possible.
I know you did
lowering the risk of stroke and COVID.
Yeah. Well, that's it. They're all sort of tied together. And while we're on the diet front, I noticed that there's been some research this week on diets that are high, that you have, if you have a good diet, it's going to help your mental health as well as your physical health. I think that's kind of, wouldn't you think people would assume that?
Well, this study in the British Medical Journal looked at children and teenagers. And it looked at fruits and vegetables and found that multiple servings of fruits and vegetables for children and teens significantly improved their ability to think, remember, and grow mentally. So it's just important to make sure our kids get a lot of fruits and vegetables.
Right. Well, it's important for everybody to get fruits and vegetables, especially
Absolutely.
In this era where we've learned through COVID how dependent some members of the population are on the school system for their food, breakfast, lunch, sending youngsters home with bags of food for dinner. This is a whole new spin on school from when you and I were in school. That's where we used to get 25-cent lunches that were leftover food from the Department of Ag, and that was considered a gift. So what in the world, when you think about it, you talk about the healthy diet and having access to it, it seems amazing that so many people are not getting a good, getting three squares a day. Then that it's got to be bothering, troublesome for you.
Oh, yeah, and that's why it's great the kids are back in school.
Yeah, it is. Well, mask or no mask, I guess a lot of, here we are in the, it becomes political, the political realm here, wearing a mask. My grandson is in first grade in a charter school in Los Angeles, and he wears a mask, and there's 17 youngsters other than him in the class. They all wear their mask. They go outside and play. They take them off. They're talking to each other, becoming friends. You know, it's kind of amazing to see the kids are more easily adapting to this than are the adults. That's something to take home with you. Up next here, questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome to DJV Health and Questions for Dr. Ken. You can get the answers to these questions, by the way. Often there are a number of them referenced in the podcast that are available. They're free at DJVHealthShow.com. So take advantage of Ken and his knowledge. Get the podcast every week, DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So we're talking a lot about the flu vaccine, where you get it. I was looking at somebody who works for ESPN who got the shot. She didn't like it. She said she had to get it because if she didn't, she'd be out of work. So there's the hammer and the glove way of getting into this. So that's the business about vaccines for COVID. What about the flu vaccine? I've asked this question a number of different ways, but as to whether or not we need to have it. I told you that I had one, first time I ever had one in my life. And wow. I felt like it kind of went with the whole deal. You've been telling me for 18 years to get a flu shot, and I said, I've never had the flu. I'm never getting a shot because I'm not much of a believer in vaccines anyway. So what about the flu vaccine this year?
Well, like usual, you're ahead of the times, and these are such unique medical times. I bet, Doug, you don't know anyone last year, 2020, who had the flu.
Nope, I don't. Nope.
Because it was so rare in America for anyone to have the flu, unlike every other year we've been together. So yeah. The key is, the big picture is, there's so little natural immunity right now out in the public for the flu. And that's why, because of this lack of natural immunity against the flu, you know, you boast about how strong your immune system is, but most of us don't have any more antibodies against the flu right now. Because there was no stimulation last year, and or our levels are low. There is memory, but our levels are low, unlike it usually is for flu. That's why this year I think it's especially important that we all think about getting a flu shot. And the best time is between Halloween and Thanksgiving. And if you got it now, it wouldn't be too early.
I got mine. Yeah. Okay. All right, there's Dr. Ken's advice. Next question, does age play a role in your health and well-being? The older you get, do you stay healthy because you've been healthy? What's our lifelong expectation?
Well, a lot of it depends on how you live those years will affect your longevity, how long you're on planet Earth. These kinds of questions are a combination of whether you got any gene gifts from your parents that are going to slow down your ability to live very long. So it's your genetic makeup and also your lifestyle, how well you follow your diet, your exercise, and keep track of those four numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight that I always talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a focus on if you're approaching 65, 70 or more, like where you and I are, there are different hormones that change and that affects your body. I think that's where this question came from. Next question. What's the best support for rebuilding a weakened body? You just sort of addressed it when you were talking about the flu shot. You don't, you know, you haven't, if you don't have it, you're not charging your body's antibodies up, right?
That there's just little natural immunity, correct? Mm-hmm. And you need a boost from the flu shot, which is essentially a booster each year.
What about what you eat? Does that change as you need to, if your body's been weakened by the flu, is there stuff, I mean, some people call it an insult to your body. So we're designed to restore and repair ourselves, not degenerate. So how do we make sure we kind of do that? It's food.
Quality protein is so important for keeping the immune system effective. So when people eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, you have to also add the protein and make sure you're getting good quality protein.
Somebody wants to know if they have cancer, can they beat it without chemotherapy? What a great question that is.
Well, that's a big general question. It depends on what the cancer is. I would not self-treat you. I would talk to a cancer specialist. There are now immune, we've been talking about monoclonal antibodies.
Yeah.
And the goal is to get a monoclonal antibody against the cancer so that the antibody targets a specific antigen on the cancer cell, just destroying the cancer and not the rest of the body, as often chemotherapy does. So that's so-called immunotherapy, and immunotherapy is big right now for certain cancers.
You know, you think about this, you can find people every day who say they beat the big C, and then you hear stories about guys like Steve Jobs who didn't quite make it. So there's probably a little bit on both sides. Lots of studying, lots of information. Check out Dr. Ken and the podcast that we do on this program every week. Again, DGVHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.